Today's our noble lineage will be presented in Hindi, Sanskrit and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alaksis, Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepali, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog and Thai. नारायण शांतिपूर्ण दर्शकों, हमारी विवेकवान वंशावली में स्वागत है। 40 से 50 लाख साधु पुरुष और स्त्री भारत में हैं, जिन्होंने सभी संसारिक लगावों को आध्यात्मिकता के लिए पूर्णतः समर्पित कर दिया है। वे मंदिरों, गुफाओं और वनों में रहते हैं या तपस्वी के रूप में भटकते हैं। जबकि अधिकांश साधु पुरुष हैं, उनमें से लगभग 10% स्त्रियां हैं जो साध्वी कहलाती हैं। यद्यपि बहुत से साधु अपने वस्त्र और लंबे बालों द्वारा आसानी से पहचाने जाते हैं, कुछ दूसरे हैं जो साधारण लोगों के जैसे प्रतीत होते हैं। साधु पक्के शाकाहारी होते हैं और शराब पीने से परहेज करते हैं। हमारे संगठन के सदस्यों से मुलाकात के दौरान पेरिस फ्रांस में परम गुरु चिंगहाई ने भारतीय लोगों की विवेकवान प्रकृति के बारे में बात की।
The inborn quality of the Indian are different. They are not copyable. They just do it like they breathe. Yeah? Like they comb their hair, like they bath in the Ganges River. They don't do with any motive at all. They just do it because it's just inborn in them to be good. And even their country are poor, they still keep whatever the tradition, beautiful, because they can't help it. If you come into their house, they just have to serve you. They just have to cook for you. They just have to treat you like a king, because that's the way they are. They do it with their heart. So even the Indian people, they don't go out and teach anything, but many people go to India to learn, you see that? And emulate their kindness or their hospitality.
हम उत्तरी भारत के संतोषपुरी आश्रम में घूमने जाएंगे, जो हरिद्वार के निकट गंगा के किनारे हैं, और योगियों के परिवार से मिलेंगे। माता जी नर्मदा पुरी, उनका पुत्र गंगा, पुत्री मंदाकिनी और उनके दो शाकाहारी योगी कुत्ते मंगलम और सितारा।
नर्मदा पुरी is a name given of my guru. So we say not I am, this is my name, but the guru's name is great, God's name is great. So we are just having the name given by a goddess, by a god. So to stay not as the ego, but as a blessing of Narvada, the guru gave me the Ganga of the south from Madhya Pradesh.
1970 में 24 वर्ष की आयु में नर्मदा देवी पुरी माँ भारत आई सत्य ज्ञान और जीवन के उत्तर की तलाश में। उनके पहुँचने पर उनको अपने भावी गुरु की दृष्टि प्राप्त हुई। उसके बाद एक आध्यात्मिक खोज शुरू हुई, जो उनको अपने गुरु की तलाश में देश के बहुत से धार्मिक गुरुओं के पास ले गई।
Which changed my life from a more or less worldly person into a complete spiritual person. But it took another 1 year of spiritual search until I found my guru in the form. So finally, after Kashmir, after adventures with Buddhism in Bodh Gaya and Darjeeling, I was also initiated into Buddhism, into Kalu Rinpoche. I studied also Christianity once more in Calcutta Cathedral. So I was gone, driven over Kashmir, Nepal, finally to Haridwar, the gate of heaven. So I found him in an island in front of Haridwar. And there he seemed to have been waiting for me. So he had just to call me because he told his other disciples, "There she comes, which is the one who I saw 1 year ago, and she will be my disciple, and she will stay here forever." So I found my guru, I surrendered to him, I gave everything to him, and I rode back to my family. Now I need nothing. I don't even have to come back. I nothing need in the world. I found heaven, I found everything, so that's it.
नर्मदा पुरी ने बाबा संतोष पुरी से विवाह किया और साथ में उनके 3 बच्चे हुए। उनका विवाह पारस्परिक सम्मान का एक विशेष संबंध था, जिसमें उन्होंने अपने आध्यात्मिक विकास में एक दूसरे की मदद की।
I never considered Guruji as my husband, but I considered him as a god, and we have a beautiful song here, Tameva Mata Cha Pita Tameva. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my relative, you are my wealth, you are my wisdom. So everything is God. The first 10 years I became his child, because a disciple is the child of the guru. Therefore, I never considered the marriage life as a worldly life. It was a part or a test of my spirituality. But he told me that I had it to do with from former lives. I had to exhaust some karma, and the children, that is to exhaust some karma. So he says we were married for many, many lives, and certainly the highest, last life should be the life what we are living from complete detachment from the world is a liberated person, only a spiritual. So it was no marriage life, it was just service to creation, to God, nothing else.
नर्मदा पुरी से मिलने से पहले बहुत वर्षों की गूढ़ तपस्या के बाद बाबा संतोष पुरी के सामने देवी गंगा प्रकट हुई थी और उनको बहुत सा धन प्रस्तावित किया, जिसे उन्होंने इनकार कर दिया। बदले में उन्होंने केवल उनकी उपस्थिति और एक धन मांगा, जिसे कोई नहीं ले सकता, जो उनका धर्म की सेवा को जारी रखना था। जब नर्मदा देवी पुरी माँ उनके पास आई, उन्होंने उनको देवी गंगा के रूप में पहचाना। वे हमारे साथ अपने गुरु के साथ प्रारंभिक दिनों के अनुभव बांटेंगी।
Believing only on what God or Ganga Mother would give us. For example, one day there would be no food at all. So he said, "All right, thank you, Ganga Mata, that I could enjoy today a fasting day." So he would go without food. But then he said, in the middle of the night, an old woman came with a basket and tapped him and said, "My son, you have not eaten, wake up." And she would bring all food. So this is what the first thing is for a spiritual disciple, to learn that God is serving you. And then by this you have so much faith, and nothing is necessary, and only the grace and the presence of God.
दस वर्षों तक माता जी नर्मदा पुरी बाबा संतोष पुरी के साथ द्वीप पर रहीं, पूर्णतः स्वर्ग की दया पर जीना सीखने के लिए। शुरू का जीवन शारीरिक और भावनात्मक दोनों रूपों से उनके लिए कठिन था। हमने माताजी से पूछा कैसे उनके गुरु ने आध्यात्मिक मार्ग पर अवरोधों को काबू करने में सहायता की।
It was just living on the island without having anything, living only with the fire and the tree and in front of the Ganga. So, and food was given by God. And so you were sitting the whole day by the sounds of the Ganga river, and all slowly, slowly the water runs, it washes your impurities away. And the first year was the most powerful year in my life, but also the most hardest. But the confrontation with constantly meditation, and I think the Guru gave me the grace that I could pray for right understanding. So he took us over the obstacles. And so the work of the Guru is to kill your ego and bring you on the other shore. And this he did with immense strength and was inducing suffering. But like a good doctor sees only the benefit, even if he has to induce pain. So the tooth has to go out, even if it pains. But it is better to take the poison out than to keep it inside. Everything changes as soon as you devote yourself to the divine. So like Krishna says in the Gita, the desires will stay, the longing of a person will stay, and it can only be conquered if you look at something what is higher. So vanity and ego, they disappear, they drop by themselves, because in front of God, ego, vanity is just stupidity. So, and the way of living I had was having only one, two clothes, one cloth to put around and one cloth to change or to wrap myself in the night. So egoism, it goes by itself through the power of your meditation. So the more you meditate and take refuge in the scriptures, in the Guru, in charity and cow service, what I must say is a very important part on my purification, then by picking up, for example, cow dung and serving the cows and doing the lowest of lowest service, then ego has just no chance and has no value also. The more faith you have in God, then you are happy with what He gave you.
'78 में नर्मदापुरी के साथ बाबा संतोषपुरी ने संतोषपुरी आश्रम की स्थापना की, जहां शाकाहार के सिद्धांतों की शिक्षा दी और पालन किया जाता है। हिमालय की तराई में स्थित हरिद्वार के उत्तर में आश्रम पवित्र गंगा नदी और राजा राष्ट्रीय पार्क के निकट जंगल में स्थित है। आश्रम के चारों ओर आम का एक विशाल बाग है।
After 10 years of staying under the trees, some heritage from my father's side came and we could make this ashram. Then more foreigners came, so he was able to serve freely for sadhus, saints or cows. At this time there are more houses around, but at the time we came it was a complete jungle. So it is an old ruin of the first pilgrim place on the way to Badrinath, Kedarnath, and the holy places. So we came and transformed slowly, slowly through farming, through cow service, charitable service to the saints around us. So slowly, slowly it grew into an ashram, what it is now.
संतोषपुरी आश्रम में अपने एक प्रवचन में माता जी ने गुरु या आत्मज्ञानी शिक्षक से मिलने की विशेष दया के बारे में बताया।
गुरु शोज यू द लाइट, शोज यू ट्रूथ, ओपन्स योर इनर हार्ट, योर ब्लॉकेजेस, योर नॉट्स, योर ब्लाइंडनेस इज रिमूव, एंड यू मीट योर गुरु और एवरीवन. Something else happens. The guru inside rejoices. The soul inside rejoices. Feels beautiful, free, comfortable, happy. What never happened before. And this is not necessary that the guru is what you were expecting from him. It is just his response to it, the reflection of the saint in front of you. All of a sudden, you know, there's a presence, a reality of peace. There's love, there's compassion, there's unselfishness. There's somebody who loves you. There's somebody who touches your soul, who seems to know you. And this is the connection with God. With that, what we are looking for. I want to meet my real self, the ideal of my own being, that what I think is the best in this world, that should be paradise. This should be God.
संतोषपुरी आश्रम के बारे में और जानने के लिए कृपया देखें www.yogganga.org। इन प्रेरक शब्दों के साथ हम उत्तर भारत के हरिद्वार के निकट श्री संतोषपुरी आश्रम पर अपने कार्यक्रम के पहले भाग को समाप्त करते हैं। दूसरे भाग को देखना ना भूलें, जो अगले रविवार 7 अगस्त को हमारी विवेकवान वंशावली पर प्रसारित होगा।
It is wonderful for your yogic practice because you become completely sattvic. I mean, sattvic means you are peaceful, compassionate. All anger disappears just by itself if you take the unvegetarian food out, no? Because if you don't kill anymore, treat all even plants with respect, all your energy, there's no jealousy, there's no dynamic. It has become so quiet, so balanced, there is no dynamic at all left.
कृपामय दर्शकों, आज हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए आपको धन्यवाद। अब कृपया सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलीविजन पर गुरु और शिष्यों के मध्य के लिए बने रहें। आशा करते हैं कि स्वर्ग आप पर दया करें। Thank you, blessed viewers, for joining us today. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciple. May heaven's grace be upon you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.